Aló.
Hello, good afternoon. May I speak with Betty Mendez?
This is she.
Ms. Mendez, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, Ms. Mendez. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? Okay? Would that be okay? A couple minutes is all I'm asking. Okay?
I'm not a pretty food with English.
I'm sorry?
I'm not very good with English.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'll go slow. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or
Yes,
50-50?
definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Ms. Mendez, just to make sure that I am speaking to somebody over 18 years old, how old are you?
66.
Okay. Just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
Hispanic.
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 Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from,
100%.
okay, from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're extremely voted,
10.
10. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Demócrata. Demócrata.
Strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues. Which two do you feel are most important in next year's congressional
Oh
election?
my God, whole of them, but
Okay. Yeah, I
I know all of them, but I think the problem with the taxes and the economy,
lowering taxes and shrinking the size of a government.
yes, that one,
Okay, another one.
and
You did say something about that. I have
the
inflation and the economy.
Yeah, inflation and the economy, yes,
Okay,
definitely.
thank you. Okay, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Worse, okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse too.
Worse, okay. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or
Spanish?
no? How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay.
No, really, where I live, no.
Okay. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I don't experience that, so not at all.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Someone concerned.
Okay. And now, Ms. Mendez, I'm going to read you I'm gonna read you some names, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, Ms. Mendez, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, or if you have no opinion. Joe Biden.
75.
Kamala Harris.
60.
Ron DeSantis.
45.
The NAACP.
No opinion.
No opinion? What about Donald Trump?
1%.
Okay. What about Taylor Swift?
I don't care about Taylor Swift. 50%.
50%, okay. What about the Democratic Party?
70%.
70? And yeah. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
75%.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Mendez, and I do appreciate you taking the time. Moving on forward so I can get you back to your evening. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Who is Cornel West? Who is that? I don't know. I don't know him. Okay. I don't know any of the candidates. I don't know Cornel West. I will not vote for Donald Trump, and I will not vote for Biden.
Okay, I understand. So you have a choice to put a undecided, wouldn't vote, or other?
Other.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Mendez, I'd like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with
agree.
That?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs
yes.
we can't afford right now.
Yeah, extremely agree.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
What? Can you read that, please?
Yes, I'll be glad to repeat it. I'll be more than glad. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree. Agree.
You agree somewhat or
yeah,
somewhat?
I agree because I have my brother-in-law is discriminated in at this moment in this country. He's
okay.
white.
Oh, he's white. Okay.
So I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Can you read that again?
Yes. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Agree.
Okay. Now, Ms. Mendez, I do want to thank you for your time. And I'm moving forward, and I completely understand your English perfectly. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment. Do you support?
Agree.
Do you support
Agree.
It? Okay, somewhat.
Yes.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
Okay. And now we're almost finishing, Ms. Mendez. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A reads the following way. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That is statement A. Now, statement B reads the following way. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
Definitely number two.
That would be B, correct? Statement B.
Yes.
Somewhat,
last one, yes.
Somewhat or much more?
Much. What do you mean?
Do you agree with statement B, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, thank you. Now, Miss, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Immigration to this country.
Six.
Okay. What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
Seven.
What about freedom to protest against the police or government?
Freedom to protest against the police.
Or government.
Protest against them. Five.
What about police that treat everyone the same?
Eight.
What about the right to bear arms?
Four. Three.
Okay.
Yeah, three.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Oh, 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
And equal economic opportunity for all.
10.
Thank you, Ms. Mendez. Moving forward, we're almost finished here. I've been 90% finished already. Now, Ms. Mendez, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay, thank you.
10.
And America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Ten.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, Ms. Mendez, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
10, thank you. And I'm going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions, Mrs. Mendez, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
I had 2 years in university.
College or university?
College.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal person?
Moderate.
And how mm-hmm. often do you attend church or religious services, Mrs. Mendez? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Sometimes twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe, Ms. Mendez, the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Now, mm-hmm. the last question is, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Nope.
Okay, now, Ms. Mendez, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you very much for your participation, and I understood you completely. Your English is perfect. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and take care, okay? Muchas gracias.
You too. Bye-bye.
Gracias.